This no touch thing has begun to be really, really fucking frustrating. There have been times where I am very tempted to post an ad on one of these sex subreddits nowadays. And because since I can't touch myself, I might as well have someone do it for me. Or at least let me do that to them. 'Cause God damn, I want to take every ounce of my frustration out of somebody right now. I would really love to tear someone apart and just go fucking ballistic on their ass. Yeah, I'm talking about biting, scratching, hard pounding. The works, all of it. And I just, oh my God. This is getting so out of hand so soon. And this is only the first week. This is so ridiculous. I don't know. 'Cause I'm in need of some release right now. But my inner submissive wants to be a good girl. But then too, that's when my usual dommy self just rules that the fuck out and says, you know what? You can still be a good girl by using someone else to do it for you. Or maybe making them come. And that's what I wanna do. I just wanna fuck somebody so hard that they come immensely, loudly. Screaming loud enough so that the windows break. And oh my God, I can't. I have a strap on for a reason. I might as well use that one of these days this month. God, if that's allowed, if I can fuck somebody with a strap on during NoFap November, that would be a dream come true right now. It would. It really, really would. And yeah, I know I sound flustered because I am. I really, really, really am. I just want to wrap my hands around somebody's neck. While just fucking their ass. I don't. Yeah, it's just, I don't want to break my no touch stint, but then again, I just want to pummel somebody so bad. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. It's, oh my God. Oh, I'm so at a loss. And it's only 9. Almost 9:30 in the morning. I'm probably not gonna post this on Gone Wild Audio because this is too less of a sexy ramble because this is me just ranting and just whining about my self-imposed no touch thing. And yeah, I've had so many people tell me, why are you doing this to yourself? And I'm like, just because I can? Because I'm a cruel bitch to myself, I guess? I don't know. I like dumbing myself sometimes, too. Does that make sense? Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. All you dominant people out there, do y'all have the need to dominate yourself during like masturbation or something, or like give yourself a task and expect yourself to follow it? If you don't, then you have to give yourself a punishment. Yeah, I'm kind of at that stage right now. I mean, I've always loved to, give myself tasks to do, and if I don't follow them, I end up punishing myself. With my punishment a choice, of course. But, I don't know. I don't know, but I want it to be where no punishment is ever needed, ever, this month, because I'm gonna stick to my no touch, but I'm just saying. I just wanna scratch, claw, pound, obliterate, fuck, make someone scream. Oh my god, I can't. Oh no. Oh no, I feel so frustrated. I'm about to cry. This is so stupid. It's only the first week. God, I'm such a whiny baby. This is only 1 week without masturbating that I just feel like I just Oh girl, I think just thinking back to what happened last night, having a Redditor buddy talk to me on Skype, and he was trying so hard to break me. He was trying his absolute best, and I thank him for it. I thank him for trying, 'cause he was trying his hardest to get me to break and touch myself, and I was so close, so like this close, this close. And I was wanting to start this audio off as a thing for GWA, but this has gone off the rails real quick in a matter of 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm definitely not posting this to GWA. Oh my god, I might or I might not. I don't know. I think this is too. This is no. This is too dorky for GWA. I don't think this is a good idea to post it on GWA because, of course, I am not coming. I'm not touching myself. I'm not sounding sexy enough for this to be posted on GWA. I'm just rambling my mouth off at this point. And yeah, I mean, I really will sense, well, this is where the frustration begins because I know there's some people out there in my area that might be into this sort of thing, but I live in a bank. Hold on. I live in a Bible Belt state, and it is ridiculously conservative. And I don't know of any person who's into that sort of thing, into, being fucked to a pulp by a woman. I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've been on FetLife, and I deleted my profile on there because my ex, she still does, I think. I think. I haven't talked to her in over a year. She has a FetLife, and I decided to make one too, but a lot of these things, I mean, I had one person that I went on a couple of dates with off FetLife, but we didn't do anything. We didn't really do anything, and that was, I wanted it to go, a different route, but I think I just, you know, it just didn't pan out the way we thought it would. But, you know, yeah. So there's that, and I think there is a subreddit around here called Random Acts of Pegging, but I don't know of many people who are up for pegging around here in my in you know I've no idea. It's a I live in a university state. I live in a college state where there's like wild cards around here somewhere. Just somewhere, but then too, I'm so scared to ask because if I do, they're like, "Nah, I don't do that kind of thing." Well, that's okay, but be like, "Yeah, I'd like to do it," and then they're just like, "I changed my mind. No, I'm not really into that thing. Bye." And that's understandable too, but. Look. If you want me to peg you, you have to be into that thing. Okay? Like, yeah, 'cause I don't want to do something that is uncomfortable to you. 'Cause that's just not me. That's really not me. And I don't feel like forcing anybody out of their comfort zone unless they tell me to force them out. 'Cause if I'm told to force them out of their comfort zone, oh yeah, I'll do it. I'll really do it. But until then, I just don't feel good doing forcing somebody out of their comfort zone by myself without their consent. Is that understandable? Yeah. Yeah, it should be understandable because if a person's not okay with it, then you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it at all. Yeah. Where am I going with this? It started off as a really sexy thing, and then it just completely evolved into a really. This is a frustrated ramble because I would really love if you guys in Alabama are listening or anybody who's willing to come down here or something. Will you please be my first pegging peg be my first pep pegging victim? No, not victim. Oh, that's bad. Oh, bad. See, that's how frustrated I am. I really wanted to, like. Give someone a hard fucking with a strap on. If I can't do anything with my pussy, at least I could do something with my strap on dick. Yeah. So, yeah, guys or girls, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm sounding awfully whiny as a dom. I sound more subby than anything. Well, sounding subby while you are requesting a dommy thing. Like, I wanna fuck someone's ass. You know, I don't know. I'm just waffling at this point. Yeah, what was supposed to be a GWA audio turned into something completely off tangent. Well, somewhat on tangent, but a little off tangent too. And then I'm just talking in my rambling voice. My regular speaking voice. I'm not using this voice telling you I just wanna fuck the living shit out of you. Fuck, I wanna claw into you. I wanna bite you. I wanna fuck you until you are sore and prolapsing. Wow, that sounded completely unsexy. I should not have said that. Should I? Unless you're in that kind of thing, of course. Yes. But. If you're not into anal prolapsing, then no. Or the more graceful term, rosebudding. Yeah. I think I should stop this audio right now, because I think I waffled enough. Yeah. So there it is. I feel a little bit better. 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 Oh my God. See, this no touch thing has affected my speech too. I don't. I am. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna stop this audio before it goes downhill. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this dorky ramble thing. Yeah. Bye.